And you got to picture this, a big estate, a house there, the father every day coming out and looking down the road, waiting for this prodigal to come home. You know, the villagers are there watching this father come out, pining for his son, wanting him to come home, praying for him to come home. And then one day, he goes out, he looks, and there he is. And here's my favorite line in Luke's gospel. While he was afar off, there he sees the sinner. And he doesn't care why he's coming back. He doesn't care whether he's repentant or not. He doesn't care. But he does an extraordinary thing. He hikes up his robes, runs, throws himself on his son, kisses him. And the son is so overwhelmed by grace, he gives the true repentance. Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. No cooperation with works. It's pure confession because he is overwhelmed by grace. What happens? The father doesn't want to hear anything but the fact that the son's home. He slays the fatted calf. I mean, this is a picture of the end time feast as well. It's a picture of the Eucharist. It's a picture of baptism. This is where Paul gets it in Romans 6. This son, he's dead, now he's alive. You know, it's dying and rising in Christ. It's baptism, too. I mean, the whole thing is there. It is a magnificent story.